This podcast is brought to you by Jane Jack Plus over at janejacktv.com. Listen to all of our other shows like Jane Jack TV, Married Man Show, Downton Abbey Podcast, and more over at janejacktv.com for only $2.99 a month. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast. A podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's Jay and Bohan and Jack. That's right, we're back. We're ready to attack the microphone. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
I've decided to take a, since Hell on Wheels is on break, I'll take a break from being Bohannon.
Okay.
Yeah, I decided just to take a break. I'll be Bohannon when it comes back.
What are you now?
I'm a grow my
just Jack.
I'm just Jack. Oh. So I'm gonna grow my hair out.
Uh-huh.
Next year, like Bohannon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get some hair plugs, have it grow out.
You see where they found the gene that causes hair loss or something, right? Like it's a lack of vitamin D. Or
was
something.
It Levi's?
Huh.
Really, a lack of vitamin D.
That's like the oldest joke in the book.
Well, I'm old. Really, that's the oldest joke.
That's an old one.
That can't be.
That's a bad one.
So Adam and Eve were wearing jeans, and Adam made a jeans joke. I don't think so. So it couldn't. So you're wrong, right there.
Okay.
You're wrong, sir.
Okay.
Here's our debate right now. You're wrong. I'm sorry. He's wrong. Out and out. Let's do the fact check. cannot possibly be the oldest joke in the world.
Okay. That was an exaggeration
there
on the
go.
Point that it's an old joke.
Okay.
That has run its course.
That we can both agree on.
That's an America we can agree on.
I see on CNN. Jack won that debate. He was forceful. He knew his facts. Jay was a little off. Jay came with some exaggeration and just was crazy. But let's see what but the voters are saying, the people saying that Jay won. Anyway.
Man.
I'm debated out.
You're debated,
debated
out.
Debated out. It's been rough.
I've only watched parts of them because I had a close yesterday, so I didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
I saw a bit of the town hall here after we recorded last week. And the first one I was working again. So.
Yeah, I feel like I should be watching. I watched like a little bit of each one, like you. I just had things to do.
Yeah,
today you don't really have to watch it because you can go watch.
You can highlights.
Watch highlights. You know,
on Politics Center.
back. Chris Berman giving little nicknames to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're not here to talk about politics, but what were we talking about? Bohannon.
Yes.
So
you don't have an off season nickname?
I don't have one yet. I've got to come up with one. Might do Rick. Rick's pretty cool right
last
now.
Last Resort.
Last Resort is my. It's all indie show.
If the Chargers lose to the Browns.
Last Resort. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I think I'll go work PR with the Chargers because I think anybody could do that.
They're taking anybody.
Yeah, just anybody. Hey, you off the street. You want to be PR for the church? Okay, I'll do it. You know anything about football? Nope. Anything about pleasing the fans? Nope. Then you'll be perfect. Perfect for the San Diego Chargers.
It's almost like the Chargers are, it's like the football version of Major League.
Yeah.
They just don't get it.
Obviously, you can't do everything the fans want to do, but this has been going... I'll say again, Norv Turner seems like a really nice guy. If he goes on and
I think you made a good point. I think all the ownerships for the past how many years have not done things for the fans.
No, they haven't. Gene Klein built a great team in the late 70s, early 80s, and then he got a little, he was a little cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And these players, they held out and he traded them.
Yeah.
You know, we replaced John Jefferson, but we never replaced Fred Dean.
Yeah.
And that cost the It just gets so frustrating, and now the team they fired Marty Schottenheimer, which after he went 14-2 and he lost to the Patriots, the game that I still have not gotten over, but then they replaced him with Norv Turner.
Yeah,
I mean when he was hired by the Raiders, I laughed.
Yeah,
and then we hired him. I was like, and then I cried.
Yeah,
and I like the guy. He's a nice guy.
Well, anyway, let's not
Yeah,
let's bear ourselves in, because this isn't the Chargers podcast.
No, so anyway, you said the hair loss. It's vitamin D.
Vitamin D. So, you know, like sun, essentially. So
I'm out in the sun all the time.
But see, I think the problem was is you had it covered under a cap for so long, it deprived your head of
But I when I had hair, D. I didn't wear a cap. I wear a cap because I didn't want to burn my head.
You wore caps.
Well, I've always worn a baseball cap.
Yeah.
But when I went to the beach, I didn't wear a baseball cap. Hmm. Now I do because I get that burn. Your head gets all burned. It hurts.
And you can't even wear like one of those trucker hats because it would be a little crisscross pattern.
No, it'd be look like I have a disease or something. What's wrong with him, Mommy? Stay away from him. Stay away from him. He's an alien. So you got that going for me. So yeah, that'll be probably come in like 30 years from now. They'll go, we got it.
Yeah.
I'll be like.
So we listened to the.
Flatlining.
Our verses last week was about the Bond songs, our favorite Bond songs. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to rewatch the Craig, was it Craig Daniel? Daniel Craig? Daniel Craig movies. The first one's with Christina Royale is great. You seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen the second one?
Yeah. The first Casino Royale was great.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So we were, Colleen and I watched that the other day.
I really can't remember the second one. I think I only watched it once.
So did we. I want to watch that one closer to when the movie comes out.
I am getting, that's all I've asked for Christmas is all I want. They have, I guess, the whole set of James Bonds from one to whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
So would you watch them all in order?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to replace Band of Brothers with James Bond?
No. That's just crazy talk. Because your mom's not going to watch James Bond.
Why not? It's a great show.
She's not a James Bond person.
Stupid. You still haven't watched The Avengers. It's been sitting in that Blu-ray player.
I haven't had time. I had to watch Saturday Night Live.
No, you didn't even watch Saturday Night Live.
I had to watch the debates.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Sure.
I'm going to. When I have time.
Like we're
going
to watch Serenity.
I still haven't watched. Yeah. That's still sitting in my DVR.
Is it?
9-4 of 2011. Seriously. I think it's 9. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, 9. It's been on my DVR for, you know what's going to happen? The DVR is going to crash. And I'm going to mess up.
What's streaming on Netflix?
Because they never show it on Sci-Fi Network.
They show it like every other week.
Oh, that's right. So anyway.
Other than that, there's a lot of good movies going out. And Colin and I just saw Argo.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Really good movie. Really good movie.
That was the one when I saw previews. I go, I'd like, because I remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I was around then. So I remember
the Canadian Caper.
It was a made for TV movie once, too. There was.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of tell the story about how the Canadian, Canadians saved them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We didn't know about the whole CIA thing.
Well, that's what this, because this is the files that were released, I think, in 1997 or something
like
that.
So is the script got like black lines in it?
Well, no, because it got declassified, so it kind of shows the CIA involvement in that. But it's entertaining because it's a definitely heavy subject, the Iran hostage crisis.
Oh yeah,
but at the same time, it's also very entertaining because he goes to Hollywood, and they set up this fake production company to kind of make this movie that they have to fake and sell.
You think that's what they're doing with TV now? It's just fake TV. These aren't real TV shows that are on. The new shows are they're just fake by the CIA.
But John Goodman's great in it. He plays John Chambers, who's famous for doing Planet of the Apes. Won an Oscar for Planet of the Apes, and he did Spock's ears. He's done a lot of different things. Yeah, but John Goodman plays him, and then Alan Arkin plays the guy that gets to be the kind of director guy.
Right.
But
you can't go wrong with Alan.
Alan Arkin's hilarious in this movie.
You can't go wrong.
Really
with
funny.
Him.
But it was a really good movie.
Is Alan Alda in this movie?
No.
Then what was Colleen saying? She must have been talking about Alan Arkin.
She must have been Alan Arkin.
And I said Alan Alda.
And then Bryan Cranston's in it. Yeah. This movie has tons of people. Titus Wolliver's in it.
You can't go wrong with Titus Wolliver.
Your boy from Friday Night Lights, what's his name? The lead actor in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, Tyson Chandler. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? Kyle Chandler.
Yep, he's in it.
Who's Tyson?
Everybody's Tyson? In this movie.
I'm not in it. Are you in it?
Well, important people are in this movie.
Okay.
And
does Bryan Cranston have hair in this movie?
He does. He does. Full head of hair.
Is he edgy or is he kind of just like a...
It's a bit of both. It's kind of interesting because you kind of see the whole politics of the situation and, you know, how close things were to, like, not going right. And but what I really liked about it is the suspense was really... It wasn't like, you know, some spy movies where it's kind of over-the-top suspense. Like, this was real
like
suspense.
Like James Bond?
Sure, like a James Bond. Sure, absolutely.
But we like James Bond because it's escape.
Sure. And it's, you know, the exotic locations. Right. And all. But no, it's just it was like the last like 30 minutes of the movie. It's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my
just
god,
a wild ride. Oh
my god. It's just it's very it's a really good movie.
It's a movie I want because again, I think I've said before, there's a lot of movies out that come out I just don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, I'm not gonna go.
It's one go see it. It's a definite. There's four thumbs up.
Wow,
four thumbs up.
I may go see it Thursday.
And I think the wife, the mom, will like it.
The wife, mom.
Yeah, she likes Ben Affleck, right? Does she think he's cute or something?
No, probably not.
No,
I don't think so. She says he says he's very smart for an actor.
So is that like saying, you know, she has a good personality?
Well, you know, when he's you get some of these actors, and I don't want to get too political here, but when they talk politics, sometimes you go like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. Yeah. But he, you know, if you agree with him, disagree with him, at least he brings out an intelligent, at least he's intelligent about his.
Sure, sure.
He could be lying.
He sounds educated.
He could be lying. He could be making it up, but he's got me. He's a great actor. He's believing. He has me believing what he's saying or not believing what he's saying.
Sure, sure.
Trying to be. trying to sit the fence on this one.
As neutral as you can be.
As neutral as I can be.
But no, it was really good. Four thumbs. Absolutely go see it. So now I want to see Looper. Looper's another really big
Looper's
one.
Looper's one I want to see.
Looper and Taken 2. I want to see both of those.
Taken 2.
Come on!
Just kill her already. What's going to happen?
Maybe they do in this movie. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay, if she survives again.
She's not taken, though. It's the wife that's taken.
She's
on the run.
What's with his family members?
Well, so he killed all those people in the first movie.
Yeah.
So now
who's
left? Now the family members that are left over are ticked off, so they're coming back after him.
So it's like Charles Bronson in
Death Wish 2?
Death Wish 45. Really? Really?
But
you better stop right there.
Four thumbs. Go see Argo.
Are you putting your stinky poopy foot on my?
This is theoretical poop that I stepped in when we're on
Amazing Race. Yeah.
You got to check out our JJTV
because Jay stepped in poop on the Amazing Race.
Yes,
and he's a germaphobe. And oh my god, I got it.
So yeah, and another movie is on Netflix streaming that we were watching is League of Their Own is on Netflix streaming. So
you can't go wrong with League of Their
Love
Own.
That movie.
I've seen it 1,000 times.
Fantastic movie.
Girls playing baseball.
And I was like, there's no crying in baseball.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I like when, you know, he throws the glove and hits the kid in the face.
Yeah. Ha! We're going to win.
You're going to lose. You're going to lose.
It's a great movie.
It is. It's really
even
good.
Even Madonna in it doesn't ruin the movie.
Yeah.
She's actually good at it.
Rosie
good
O'Donnell's
good at
it.
Rosie O'Donnell's good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's funny is the people they had playing the older weren't were real actresses.
Yeah,
look like because I always thought they had makeup on.
Yeah, Colleen was saying like, no, I think that's Gina Davis and makeup. Like, no, that's a different actress.
That's a different actress. As amazing as it sounds, great movie.
So check that out for sure.
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. Netflix streaming.
That came out like 20 some odd years ago.
Is it that long ago?
It's got to be 20 years ago.
Like, was it 94 or something?
Something like that. Saw it in the theater. That was a while ago. That was many years ago.
It's weird that the 90s are like 20 years ago.
Yep. See how old you're getting?
I know. I feel it. I'm understanding it now.
Wait till you hit 30. Be like, 30? Oh, man. Was it Colleen said that they, you're in your 50s? I go, no, I'm 50.
That's 50s.
No, 51, 52, 53, you're in your 50s. I'm 50.
That's the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
I don't know. I think
you're in your 50s. That makes me sound like I'm almost 60.
That would be late 50s.
No, I don't think age 50 is in your 50s.
So what is, so you're just 50?
I'm just 50. I'm 5-0.
You're not in your 40s anymore.
I'm 5-0. 5-0.
You're not a police officer.
No. Well, neither are they. So no, I'm just 50.
Okay. All
right. 50. When I turn 51, you can say, okay, he's in his 50s.
Sure, sure. Okay, all right.
I'm just saying.
So yeah, Colleen and I went and saw Argo. Good movie. And then we watched the fireworks for the fair, which was nice.
Yeah.
What's cool is we live so close that we can go down this little street.
Did you go to the fair?
No, I didn't go to the fair.
Yeah, I didn't go to
Colleen
there
went to the fair.
That's no fair.
It's perfectly fair. It's great. She gets to experience it, but we don't have to double spend on things.
I'm not a fair person. I'm not a big fan of the fair.
I love the fair. Don't get me wrong. I love the Carney games and stuff like that, but
I've been there twice for the North Carolina Thing Fair. It's a big fair. Deal here.
It's a big fair. It's,
well, they had the third largest amount of people they've ever had, 937,000 people. And there's not that many people that live here. And
well, people come from all over.
Got a, fair. Got a pig in the prize. But I'm going to win that blue ribbon.
I got a pig over there in the
pavilion. I'm not with these guys. I wonder how much of that is ad lib. We got to have him on the show one day.
Get him. Get Steve's on.
You think I can get him on the show?
I don't know. Why not? What is he doing? I haven't seen him in a movie lately.
Wow. That's kind of that's a great endorsement for him.
He doesn't listen to the show. So
how do you know he doesn't listen to the show?
I don't know. Okay, you gotta I just may have messed it up.
You got to be careful because I remember when we were doing Lost and we were talking about something and I said we were talking about Harry and the Hendersons.
Uh-huh.
And it's an inside joke and I said, worst movie ever.
Yeah.
And the person who's either his, I can't remember the exact thing, it was her, it was the grandfather or the either directed it or wrote it.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Jack, I've always been a big fan of yours. So I had to tell the whole story how
Well,
one Thanksgiving we put the tape on. You were sick. I think you were like two or three. You were sick.
I was always sick.
Your grandmother fell asleep. Your great grandmother fell asleep. Your mom fell asleep. It was after we had the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But they all drank wine. I didn't drink wine. So I'm just saying that's what, maybe there's. Anyway, everyone fell asleep but me, so I watched Harry and the Hendersons. So that's why I said, it's always been worst movie ever, because everyone fell asleep. So you got to be careful what you say because you don't know who's listening. So I was like,
Well, Steve Zahn, get him on the show. I love him.
I love Steve Zahn. So if anyone knows Steve Zahn, tell him, hey.
It's your job. You got to go find
him. Why do I have to find him?
Because that's your talent finder.
I was this close getting Titus Welliver on our show.
When did this happen?
Someone gave us information to his agent. I was going back and forth. And finally, I give up.
I don't know why we give you this job because you don't get anybody. You talk to him. It's like, well, they don't want to go on the show.
No, I kept going back and forth. I go, and his agent, it's a podcast. Just go on iTunes right now. We're right up there. This is when when people listen to us. Right there, iTunes, right there. Boom, boom, boom. So I get frustrated.
You didn't even get a log carrying guy, for God's sakes.
Oh, don't even get me started on log carrying guy. I think it was a MySpace. Well, what are you guys doing? Yeah, okay, yeah, I listen to you. Back and forth. Jorge Garcia. Sure, I'll do it. There's easy ones and there's tougher ones. I mean, we get people on our 24-hour podcast. Sure. So what do you act like we don't get people?
Because it's like we meet them and they're friends.
I got Rob through Facebook. He came on, you know, last year. So, and Coach, of course, was like, I can come do a motivational speech. Anyway, I don't think I think everyone's in tune to what a podcast is. But anyway. I'll see if I can, like, Steve's on. Steve's, is he on Facebook?
I don't know. That's your job. You got to find out.
I got Eric Ling. You want him to die in a plane crash?
I didn't want him to die in a plane crash. Okay, take it back. You don't do a terrible job.
Yeah.
It's not a great job.
I'm not a great salesperson because if someone says no, I go, fine, whatever.
It's just my, you.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying. I just kind of get, really?
So playing the racquetball again took like 3 weeks off, so now I'm back in the swing of things.
You look like you're in shape.
Wow, thanks, jerk. But today this morning I was playing, and I think I almost passed out. I don't know what it is. I think I might be dying.
Did you eat properly?
I usually eat something light carby because you need just like that quick boost since you don't eat overnight. But it didn't work. I don't know. It's a mystery. So we'll see. Cross your fingers. It might be dead.
Well, can we finish the show before you die?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can make it for the show.
I have to upload it and stuff.
But
well, I know I ref this week for the first time in 4 months. Had to do 6 games, which is always, my back is still killing me.
Yeah.
And I don't eat in the morning. I just wake up, take a shower.
That's tough.
I just don't have. Cause Russ is like, you want to do this? No. Because Russ likes to eat.
Yeah.
Go on and on and on. So I got this new energy drink thing. I'm not a big. I don't like energy drinks.
You get the Mio energy.
The Mio thing. I just put the thing in there and I drank the whole water. Well, after the, is it second game? No, the third game. I drank this whole. I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
On Saturday mornings, I don't know if it was so. I started getting dizzy.
Really?
I think I not eating and drinking that. Yeah. And I was like, all right, focus here. So I was getting a little. And then some kid. He turns around, he falls, and his helmet goes right into the side of my knee. I go. And so my knee is killing me now.
Yeah,
and just like, bam, I go, oh. Everyone goes, is he all right?
Am I all right?
I'm in my 50s, and I just had this kid, because that's when when you pull the 50s card.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
You know, it means his knee went right into his helmet, right into mm-hmm. my knee. I'm like, I wanted to smack him.
Yeah.
But you can't. There's rules now. You can't hit kids. But my back is still killing me.
I'm sorry.
I'm just too old.
You are.
And I go to someone, God, I wish, because by the last two games, it's hard to pick the puck up.
Yeah.
That's why the whistle doesn't blow as often because mm-hmm. stop play. I got to pick up the puck. So I go, God, I wish if they'd raise the ice, I'd be able to pick up the puck.
Why don't you just get like one of those little, little grabby hands?
That's what Russ was talking about last night. And someone goes, but one of the coaches goes, well, why don't you raise the ice? I go, well, this is kind of the joke. Anyway. Okay, and I skated away.
But
yeah, some people just don't get life.
Both the TV show and life.
Yes. You never saw Life, did you, the TV show?
No, it's on is it Netflix or Hulu?
Because that's someone who I can't remember who it was posted. Sorry, just not seeing Damian Lewis as James Bond watching Band of Brothers.
I agree. You can't.
Hey, can I finish over here?
Okay, all right, okay.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Can I finish here? Excuse me, Joe. Can I finish here? Anyway, so did you see the dinner they have, the Al Smith dinner?
That Obama and Romney thing? Oh, I haven't. I love those.
It's always funny. It's always pretty good. Anyway, so...
Is it on YouTube? I guess I got to find it.
Yeah, I'm just fine. You okay. Just Google Al Smith dinner. Anyway, so... What was I talking about?
I don't remember.
What was I talking about?
I don't know.
I interrupted myself.
We'll stop and go back and listen to it. 50.
So anyway...
I think we might have to answer the question... Like, when's a retiring age for podcasting? You think you've lost a step or two? I don't know.
As far as remembering things? It's getting bad. I mean, I've always been pretty bad at it.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday I went down to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up doing something else.
Yeah.
Came back upstairs like an hour later and went, oh, that's right. I went down to go get that. And so I had to go back downstairs.
And who did you pick on as a little kid who would always do that?
You.
Me.
But just think how bad you're going to be when you're 50.
I'm really good now.
Or you're, well, because you got these gadgets to remind you.
Exactly.
I don't use the gadgets to remind me.
You should.
I'm old school. Well, I don't.
You'd rather forget.
What's her name? I don't get along with her.
Who?
Siri and whatever.
Siri, yeah.
You
don't do it properly. You got to say, if it's a reminder, remind me at 8 o'clock that I have to do this.
You want me to stand in line for an iPad, an Apple product? Do it where I don't have to do that. Anyway, so I said.
Imagine.
You know, he said Band of Brothers and Homeland. I'm not seeing. I go, well, no, you can't watch that, and you're not going to see a James Bond guy. It's Life. The TV show Life is where he's got the James Bond qualities.
Yeah. Okay. Does he sleep with a lot of hot women?
Yes.
I guess I have to watch this show.
He does. I'm sorry. He does.
I didn't know there would be hot women in this show.
He can. What's her name's in it from Mad Men? Christina Hendricks.
See, I'm not a big fan of her.
You're not?
She's in it. She's cute, but I'm not.
She's in it.
Okay. But I'm not like, she's, oh my God, she's so hot.
But no, he does. He drives a fast car and he's got money. He's James Bond.
Okay. All right.
And it's he's English.
Okay. Does he speak with a British accent?
Not in the Life, no. He's American.
Okay.
He's American in Life.
Okay. Whoa. Hey, whoa. Okay.
Hey, man, back off.
I'm just saying.
So anyway, watch Life. And tell me that he couldn't be James Bond. Would you say he's a great actor?
I'd say he's a great actor. Yes.
When you first saw Daniel Craig was being the next James Bond, I was like, who? What? Him? No way. I just didn't see him as James Bond. I watch. I go, okay, I got it. I get it now. I see it. I didn't see it.
But he's too old now. You got to. If once Daniel Craig's done, You need to get somebody like 35. I think he's like 39, 40.
You're an age discriminator.
That's not.
You're a ginger hater and an age discriminator.
No, you got to get him at a certain age because you want him to be able to do a certain amount of movies.
How old is Roger Moore in?
Too old.
When he towards the end.
Way too old. Stop. And it showed. In A View to a Kill.
Mommy Penny.
With the classic song by.
Mommy Penny. What was I here for? I don't know. I still root for the guy. He's
sure, you can root for him, but you got to keep trying to press all these actors into these roles, these cherished roles.
I'm like an agent. I'm like the. I'm
no,
like,
you're a terrible agent. It doesn't make sense.
All right, so going to our Facebook page.
Okay,
we're coming down to the finals of these polls.
Yeah, we are.
And I want to talk about some of them.
Okay.
We have the X-Files versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't care.
For me, it's X-Files. I have seen X-Files.
X-Files up 67-40. I've seen two episodes of Buffy just because your sister was watching one time. I saw the first season of the X-Files. I voted for the X-Files just because.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. I don't care who wins either way on that one. Neither one's going to beat Lost. Or is it in the sci-fi thing? I can't remember how the thing goes.
Yeah.
I got to scan down here. Next one's Arrested Development and Seinfeld. Now, you voted for Arrested Development?
I did.
Really? You really think it's
better? No, I went Seinfeld, I think.
Did you go Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Seinfeld's winning by 26 right now. A couple people, I said Greg, and I'm not calling Greg out, but he said Seinfeld wasn't brilliant. And I have to disagree.
Who said Seinfeld wasn't brilliant?
Greg from PA.
How can you not say Seinfeld's not brilliant?
A lot of people just don't think Seinfeld's funny, which I can understand. But for me, a comedy that can maintain, be where it was for so long.
Yeah.
How could you say it's not brilliant? I'm not calling you out, Greg, but I'm calling you out.
Okay. Good. Call him out.
No, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, sure.
I just disagree with that. I think it's I've seen enough episodes. People, you have to go back and watch. I still wouldn't pick Arrested Development over Seinfeld.
I mean, I love Arrested Development. I do, but Seinfeld is a better show.
I follow.
It's this is the final couple, so it's going to be a tough call. Yeah,
it is a tough call. I know when Seinfeld was first started his comedy act, when he first came on the scene with Carson. I think he was on The Young Comedians on HBO. That's where I started following. I liked his comedy, so when he got the show, I watched it from day one. Even though it was on this night, different night. It kept moving it around. You know, NBC,
mm-hmm,
and finally got on Thursday night. Got on the must-see TV night and made its way. I mean, it went out on top. How many shows can you say went out on top?
Very few. Most Office linger way too long.
Yeah, we talked about that on Jay and Jack TV. It's just,
yeah, so, yeah, Seinfeld is the way to go. I think.
And I like someone said they were disappointed. I go, how could you be disappointed? It's in the final four.
Yeah.
I Love Lucy, All in the Family, Cosby Show, Friends. Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Tyler Moore Show, all these
great
TV shows. It's in the final four. I think it's done what it could.
Yeah.
And it's going against a show that'll probably win.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. Next up is The Wire versus Magnum P.I. And this one I suffered on. I went back and forth with. Because I love Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
You know Tom Selleck and I like this.
Tight.
He's this close to coming on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Because you're actively pursuing him.
Yeah. You know. that sounds kind of weird, but The Wire. You should watch The Wire.
I know. Yeah,
I say it's near perfect. There's really no. It's not. It doesn't have any flaws to it. It's near perfect. But I ended up voting for The Wire, and that I felt bad doing it. But I had. It's near perfect. I'd vote for The Wire.
Okay.
What did you vote for?
Between The Wire and
Magnum PI.
The Wire. Come on, Magnum PI. Really.
Magnum P.I. is a great show.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, now we come down to MASH and Cheers.
MASH, easy.
Yeah. Well, we said the other day at dinner, you, myself, and Colleen all voted for the same thing.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Very rare.
Very rare. So this is my argument between MASH and Cheers. I'm going to make a case for MASH.
Okay.
Obviously, probably my favorite show of all time.
Sure.
Cheers, hard to say it's not one of the best comedies of all time.
Absolutely.
It's hilarious. I mean, it went out on top.
Mm-hmm.
MASH stayed a little too long.
Yep.
But MASH is a show. MASH is a show that made you think. It was more than a comedy. It was a great show. It also took chances. After the third season, McLean Stevenson wanted to leave, and luckily there were no spoilers back then. There was no internet. They killed Henry Blake.
Yeah.
which was number one, brilliant, but also it's a funny show, but also brings you back that they are talking about war.
Yeah.
And here's a show that makes you remember, oh, it's loved ones die. Your loved ones die. I cried. I mean, yeah. I cried when Henry Blake died. It lost major characters. So did Cheers. But Cheers, with Woody and Coach, they were similar characters, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. I mean, they were different, but they were similar.
Yeah.
Diane and Rebecca, yeah, Rebecca were different. Mm-hmm. They were different characters. But I think they improved on... I think Rebecca was better than Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, MASH, when they brought in a new character, they were completely different. They went a completely different direction.
Yeah.
So just for that, I think... And plus, MASH came out on a time when during... It was a show about war when we were in one of the most unpopular wars ever, the Vietnam War, and still did well. And it was a number one show when it went off the air. I mean, probably the most watched TV show of all time was the finale.
Yeah.
So just for that, I got to take MASH.
Okay.
So we agree on that.
Absolutely.
And I think that's... Oh, wait. We got the Mad Men and West Wing.
Mad Men.
I went West Wing.
You did? Yeah. West Wing's losing, though, I think.
Yeah, it's losing, yeah. I love both. It's getting down to that point where you just... somebody's got to lose.
Well, it's weird news time.
Ready? Oh, did you do Psych and Dexter? Who'd you pick?
Psych. Love Psych.
Psych's getting killed.
I know. It's going to lose, but...
Then you have Lost going against all Star Trek. And Lost is winning.
Weird. All right.
Will Lost be Breaking Bad, though?
Yeah. Lost is going to plow right through every single one.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Lost is the Duke of this scenario.
All right.
Anyway, let's go to some weird news.
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks.
So why, what's your thing holding the mic stand
when I sing?
Or just in general, you're holding it.
Am I doing that today?
Yeah.
I never do that, do I?
Mm-mm.
It's like, this is what I do when your mom's doing Downton Abbey. I yell at the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so.
So why am I doing it?
I don't know. Wow. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
But do you notice that the mic's not acting up? It only acts up.
It down.
No, but it only acts up when Dale's doing it and your mom's recording.
Because they're unprofessional. I don't
well,
know.
Well, it's the mic. I switched out the cords last week. Your mom, I got, because I hate when you're on a, you're going to.
Yeah.
You're and you stops, have to keep stopping. Yeah. That's what we just did. I go, no, I hate technology. Stupid Apple product. All
right, product. So weird news. Going to call out three weird news story titles. Last week was a pretty good one. And you have to pick which one that we'll read.
Yeah,
so
hopefully no one dies in this one.
I know. First up, New Mexico inmate steals money walking out of jail.
That's a guy that just wants to go. He just wants to go back. It's like the guy in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, he's a...
Never one to leave.
He's a
lifer. He's a lifer.
And another New Mexico thing. New Mexico man stops car burglar by sitting on him.
I can't get up! These are the best you got.
And I don't know. I feel like I have to throw a Pennsylvania one in here. One jailed, one unhurt in Pennsylvania chainsaw attack.
God. I'm going to go with the guy stealing the money coming out of jail.
Okay. This is an Associated Press
article. It was kind of a... I'm not bashing you on this one.
Listen, it's whatever the news is.
I'm not bashing, but that's the three best you have. Some weeks you have all three I want to know about.
I know.
And these, I'm like, I don't care.
I know. I mean, honestly, it's whatever the news happens. I can't make up
news. Is there a news one? None of the above?
All right. But I would agree. This pick of the litter wasn't that good. A New Mexico inmate on his way out of jail was quickly thrown back in after authorities say he stole another inmate's cash, then treated himself to a hearty lunch. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office told KOATV that the 20-year-old Frank Rodriguez Tapia swiped $80 in cash while a guard's back was turned as Rodriguez was walking out of jail. The money belonged to another inmate who was just coming into Santa Fe jail and going through booking. Police say Rodriguez was supposed to report immediately to the electronic monitoring office, but bought lunch in Blake's Lada Burger. He later admitted to theft and turned over the remaining $67 and was sent back to jail.
So basically, the new inmate is a rat.
No, he saw him.
I know, but he's a rat.
Why?
He told you don't rat. Isn't that the rule of prison? You don't rat.
I've never been to prison. I don't know the rules.
I've seen movies. You don't rat on your. Nobody wants to live with a rat.
Okay, all right.
Isn't that a New York thing too?
Talk to the wife. I don't
like a Boston New York thing. It's like you don't rat on each other. I gotta think that's rough for the inmate though. That told on him.
Yeah,
because now it's like, I don't know. Protect yourself in the shower there, buddy.
Don't drop the soap.
Nope.
All right. You ready for verses?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. All right. So we had another verses.
It was a tight one. Neck and neck.
It seems like when I pick them, they're at least a little bit closer. But when
no,
you pick
not.
Them, it's like blow out victories.
They're not close. You pick ones and I've blown you out of the water.
Blow out victories. So, do you want to say the final tally?
It was Live and Let Die versus Skyfall by Adele.
Mm-hmm.
And Skyfall won 84-21. I almost voted for Live and Let Die. And
Some people are saying that I tricked you, and I didn't. I honestly thought Adele would be the better one.
I think I thought too much about it.
Yeah, you overthought it.
I overthought it. I think that I would have picked either Goldfinger or View to a Kill.
Mm-hmm.
I kept going back and forth with it, going, I don't know. I knew Live and Let Die was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anything would have beat Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
There's nothing that was going to beat it, but maybe, I don't know. I went with the thing of people like Adele, but then a lot of people said, I'm so sick of her. Is it fair to be sick of her because is it her fault that she wrote some music and sang some songs that they played 1,000 million times a day on the radio?
I'm not sure.
I mean, is it her fault?
No.
No. Do we have to hate her because she had talent?
I know, yeah. A lot of Christmas was like, I just hear music too much. Well, it's not really.
Well, it's not her fault. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, when you were, if you were growing up in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you would have heard Elvis Presley all the time, probably on the radio, and mm-hmm. the Beatles all the time. I do get the same point, too. I go, oh, God, again. Because your mom likes Adele and keeps hearing it. And,
yeah. Well, so that means I get to pick the verses.
Which is always the best because I don't have to pick.
So I wanted to do, and I think it'll still work, but I wanted to have a representative from this area, but I wanted to do those kind of those iconic, considered the best ever in their sport. So I wanted to do Babe Ruth versus Michael Jordan versus Wayne Gretzky. I was trying to think of a football player that would be like same par, but I can't think of one that was like
Walter Payton.
Eh.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
But they don't have that singular, like, the best ever in the sport.
Jim Brown? No. Johnny Unitas?
Johnny Unitas is, like, my one maybe pick, but even then, like, he's not really revered today.
O.J. Simpson?
Maybe before the...
he was a fantastic football player.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, yeah.
Yeah,
Babe Ruth.
It's like baseball, Babe Ruth.
Because football is more of a, I guess it's more of a team game, more of you.
But as much importance as put on quarterbacks, it's like there's some big, like Brett Favre, Peyton Manning.
Brett Favre! Yeah, but would you say, but even then if you said Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, people would say Tom Brady's the best. Peyton Manning would say, there's always an argument.
For, yeah.
I mean, right now you could say, well, Drew Brees.
And his team's 2-4.
Yeah. You're right. So it is tough.
So I may have to leave the football out of it. So we'll say Babe Ruth versus Michael Jordan versus Wayne Gretzky. Who wins?
I think Babe Ruth.
Well, you get the pick. So you.
Well, who's getting the third one? So we could have a no.
Well, it'd be like when we had the Batman versus the whatever. So like we have to pick one of the three.
I think you go with Babe Ruth because he put baseball on the map.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I mean, they built a whole stadium because of him. So I got to go with Babe Ruth.
And I think the thing about any of these athletes, they put their respective sports on the map.
Yeah. I have to go with Babe Ruth. I mean,
okay.
Without him, you know, he built the Yankee dynasty. That sure. And a lot of money. but seriously, I mean, the Red Sox had him.
I mean, yeah, he was the anchor of Murderers Row there.
Yeah. That was a great lineup, but I mean, even with, you know, the players they had on there. You know, Lou Gehrig, you look at his stats. Oh, my God, what a great player he was.
Yeah.
Well, it's Babe Ruth, is the one that gets the, that's one we always remember. I got to go with Babe Ruth.
All right, I'm going to go, I love Wayne Gretzky. I love his ideology, his methodology, the way he analyzed the sport, and he really knew that, like, he was just a natural. But I think if I had to pick a sports star, it'd be Michael Jordan. If I don't have the ability to pick Babe Ruth. And I think it's because if you look at Michael Jordan, just the scope of which in modern media that he ascended to, like, he still has shoes. He still has video games. He still has all of these things. And he really changed.
To be fair, if Babe Ruth was still alive, he'd be selling hot dogs and beer. Come on.
So I got to go with Michael Jordan as
the only issue I'd have with Michael Jordan is that
six championships
that you're saying the best ever, and I think he probably is the best ever. But then you also had what revived the game at that time was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
But again, Michael Jordan is here. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson's here.
I don't think it's that far off.
I think it is.
I saw all three play live.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in person.
When you see Michael Jordan, I thought the Clippers already left by that point.
I'm pretty sure I saw Michael Jordan. Or maybe I didn't. I know I saw Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. I saw Michael Jordan.
There's no way. It didn't start till like 84, 85. Clippers were gone by, what, 82?
And we went to L.A. We went to L.A. a couple of times, though.
Oh.
That's where I saw him. But I know I saw Magic Johnson's first game.
Mm-hmm.
He played. It was at the San Diego Sports Arena against the Clippers, and we got ripped off in that game.
So my pick will be Michael Jordan. Your pick will be Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. I probably would have gone with Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
If I was you.
I love Wayne Gretzky.
Because when you think best of their sport, not many people are going to argue that Wayne Gretzky is the best of their sport. I'm just saying.
I think you could say about any of the three. Because you look at the pinnacle of their sport.
You look at Kobe Bryant.
He's great, but he's not a Michael Jordan.
But people will make that argument.
No.
LeBron James.
There's great baseball players, too. You could say Willie Mays.
But when you think great baseball players, they always go, oh, Babe Ruth.
No, I'm going to go with Michael Jordan. You'll go with Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
And then the listeners will have Wayne Gretzky. And if Wayne Gretzky wins, then we get nothing.
Who gets the point?
Nobody.
Wow. That's tough.
So that's it. So you guys will decide on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups.
I'm racking my brain trying to remember where I saw Michael Jordan play.
I don't know. Well, is it time for the five? Do you have the questions?
I have questions for Jay.
2 hours preparing them as we were waiting to record.
10 seconds.
Yeah, right. Just so you know, guys, I got here 4:10. Supposed to get here at 4. We didn't record to like 4:35 because somebody had to take forever to write down the questions.
That's why they're that good.
All right, let's get to it.
The five question. Nobody knows one thing for sure. Off of that, then goes the five. Question for Jay. I'm holding the mic again. I've never done it before.
I want to let mom know.
I'm about ready to get a spray bottle when your mom's and spray her in the face when she's recording down. I almost grabbed it again.
Her bad habits.
Jeez. Oh, gosh. Wow. I was thinking, what about you didn't bring any golfers in? Golfer, you could have had Tiger Woods. But is he falling on hard times?
He's falling on hard times.
What other sports? I mean, you have...
You have soccer, like Pele.
Probably. Pele, yeah.
What other major sports are there? I'm trying to think about it.
Golf, soccer. It's funny we can't come up with one guy in football that would be
like, that's the guy.
I almost think we should put someone in there just to balance it out.
No, you got the three.
All right.
If we can't come up like that, then they're not.
Well, my first thought was Walter Payton.
Even still,
I don't know. Well, you know, it's funny because anyway. You ready? These are all Bond questions.
Okay.
With a Bond theme since you're a Bond expert.
I am not a Bond expert. You're not a Bond expert. No.
Who was the Bond girl in Dr. No?
Not a clue.
Ursula Andress.
Oh.
And
that's what it was.
She played Honey Rider.
Okay. Honey Rider.
Those are the best parts is the names that they have.
Yeah.
I can't say that one. Something galore. But it's in the movie. I don't.
Yes, it's there.
Who played the bad guy in A View to a Kill?
I believe it was Christopher Lee. Played the bad guy. That's Man with a Golden Gun.
You're close. I thought you had it when you said Christopher.
Christopher Lee's... Oh, Walken.
There you go.
Christopher Lee's the Man with the Golden Gun.
Right. What? And Jane Seymour was a Bond girl. What movie was she a Bond girl in?
I don't know.
Live and Let Die.
Ah, okay.
Also, extra point. She starred in a 70s TV show. Not full time. She was in a 70s TV show that became a remake. What show was it?
Charlie's Angels. I don't know what.
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, okay.
She was married to Apollo.
Okay. Like, I watched the original Battlestar Galactica.
But you watched the remake.
I wanted to see chintzy special effects.
Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started. It's a great show. Ahead of its time. What was Sean Connery's last James Bond movie?
Never Say Never. Again.
There you go. So you got two here so far.
Which
right?
was a remake of Thunderball. And it wasn't part of the official canon, James Bond movie canon.
No, it wasn't. Didn't get official credit.
Mm-mm.
But he never said never. Wasn't that, who's that? Who's the Bond girl in that one?
I don't remember.
Wasn't Tina Turner in that movie?
No, no.
Was
no.
it Tina Turner? Who am I thinking of?
I think of Mad Max.
No, I don't think it's, who was in that movie? Anyway, what year did Live and Let Die come out?
1973.
There you go. Not bad.
Ooh, look at that.
Not bad. 3 for 5.
I got the 5. I've beat it.
I can't believe you didn't get Jane Seymour when I was obviously going to do a Live and Let Die theme.
Listen, I won. That's all that matters.
You Jane Seymour hater.
And who knows what this verse is? I might take the lead by 2.
You might. You might. Who'd you get pick again? Oh, Michael Jordan.
MJ.
MJ.
Those that know him pretty well.
The babe. Michael Jordan have a candy bar named after him?
He has a shoe named after him. Does Babe Ruth have a shoe line?
He would have. He had a Alka-Seltzer's named after him. The guy. Hey, did Michael Jordan ever make a basket for a kid in the hospital? Sure. Babe Ruth had a home run for a kid in the hospital.
That's just legend. That's lore. It's not even real.
I think any Yankee fan who doesn't vote for Babe Ruth is not a true Yankee fan. I'm saying that right now. I don't want to hear any. If I look on there and see any Yankee, I know who's a Yankee fan voting for Babe Ruth or voting for Michael Jordan or
Wayne Gretzky.
I don't want to hear any crap about when you guys don't win the World Series. Oh, my team didn't win the World Series. It's Babe Ruth. He built your team. Without Babe Ruth, you don't have a team. You would have been called something else. They would have folded.
Well, they were the Highlanders.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But Babe Ruth saved baseball for New York. So you Yankee fans out there, so-called diehard Yankee fans, I don't want to see any. If I see you voting for any Michael Jordan, I'm calling you out. Just like right now.
Actually, I think you're calling out my wife.
No. We have a lot of Yankee fans on this board, so I'm calling them all out. All out. I'm not saying they can't be a basketball fan, but I'm calling them out.
Seems kind of desperate, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be desperate in life. I'm doing everything
you gotta
I can.
You got to be desperate in life?
I'm doing everything I can not to grab this. I'm going through withdrawals. I need like a straitjacket.
Here, just hold on to the pin. There you go.
There you go. Oh, feel better now.
All right, that is what?
Okay, it would be like if someone said, okay, here's a list, Dan Fouts, such and such, and I voted for the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be a true Charger fan if
no,
I didn't?
You wouldn't be.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. We got at least 30 Yankee fans on this board. I saw them whining last week.
For all those people on our message board that hate the Yankees, this is a great chance for you to stick it to them.
Wow, I didn't think of that argument. Good one, good one. There you go. That's a good one. Because I think that Yankee haters outweigh the Yankee lovers. But Babe Ruth loved people. He was a people person. You got to go with the Babe.
For all those Red Sox fans that curse that Babe Ruth did to you, this is your chance to stick it to
him. Okay, but how many Boston Celtics fans, how many championships did Michael Jordan take away from you guys? Oh.
They were kind of done by that point.
No, they weren't. They could have easily won some championships, but Michael Jordan took them away. You Laker fans? You Phoenix Suns fans? Remember? Hey, Phoenix Suns fan, remember that last second shot that Michael Jordan took? Remember, all you NBA fans, how many times did you, I'm sure Charles Barkley out there would be voting for Babe Ruth.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. You can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your questions, comments, and
or theories.
You can also join our group at facebook.com/J and Jack group to join the fun for Versus and our Best of the Week for J and Jack TV.
Another thing I just thought of.
What?
Was it fair that Babe Ruth died so young?
Oh, all the drugs, booze, and...
He was never on drugs. Maybe some alcohol. But he died. He died at like 48.
Yeah.
Throat cancer. That's not a good way to go.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have smoked so much.
He smoked cigars.
Anyway.
Michael Jordan is... I've seen him with a cigar in his mouth on SI cover. So there.
So yes.
Yeah, I guess if you don't care about people dying young. Legends dying young.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Follow your heart, kid. What movie?
I know that movie. I can't think of it. I know what it is, though.
Give Up?
Yeah.
Sandlot.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Babe Ruth's in it.
That's right. Babe Ruth's in the Sandlot.
Baby Ruby?
If you like the Sandlot.
Who is she? What?
What? The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
Wait, that's the guy you've been talking about? So if you like the Sandlot, if you're a fan of the Sandlot, there's no Michael Jordan in the Sandlot.
This is our chance, people that don't like the Yankees. It's time to voice be heard.
You Yankee fans out there, you think they got so so bitter out there. Didn't get to the World Series this year. Time to pony up.
We'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.